Vidar Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai Lane.
Shemitah.
Ma inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai.
Oh.
All of a sudden, when you didn't want to introduce Shemitah, you have, oh, Har Sinai. What's up with that? When you say Tefillin, Har Sinai. Pesach, Har Sinai. You do a divrei Rashi. Mashmita nemu klo l'seh, put l'seh v'dik v'kev. M'sinai av kula nemu l'seh v'dik v'kev m'sinai. That's what Toyos Kahanim says. It's telling you that the prototype, the binyan of all mitzvahs follows the mitzvah of Shemitah and Yovel. Just like by Shemitah and Yovel, we have the parsha that deals with all the dinam of Shemitah, all the pratim. So therefore, I tell you that the binyan of all the mitzvahs are like that. Everything's coming from Sinai. But the question is, why we're using Shemitah and Yovel as the prototype? Could have said Har Sinai by any one of the mitzvahs, and we'll say, oh, whatever the Torah detailed in that mitzvah, so you should know that just like that's me Sinai with all the details, any other mitzvah is the same thing. But it didn't use Shemitah and Yovel for. Korban Pesach has a lot of details, a lot of dinim, matzah, a lot of dinim in the Torah. Why don't you just say, Daver, me Sinai. And just like Pesach is Misinai, so is all other mitzvahs. Vosepis is the example, Shemitah and Yovel, for all the mitzvahs. Especially that by the Inyan of Har Sinai. Okay? You understand the kasha? So I'll tell you over the pshat from the Igud Dekala, which is the B'nai Yisaskar's Peirish and Chumash. B'nai Yisaskar has many svarim. He's mostly known for the B'nai Yisaskar, which is the whole year, Yom Tovim, and the months and everything. But he has on Chumash, he has on a bunch of mitzvahs, first 20 mitzvahs, he has on Masechta Brachos, Magid Ta'aluma, and the Gemara, Lamdas. But I want to just say this pshat that he says in the Igud Dekala, which is on the Chumash. What happened at Har Sinai? We're going to have Shavuos. So what happened at Har Sinai? So the Chazal tell us, Posko Zuham Osam. Maran Shabbat says, when Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, Posko, it ceased, terminated, Psak, Posuk, Sol Posuk, Zuham Osam. Zuham. Zuham is like a filth, like a dirt. Mzuham. By eating from the Eitz HaDa'as, there was a Zuhama that entered Adam. By listening to the Nochash, and according to Chazal, Bo Nochash Al Chava, Hittul Bo Zuhama. The whole Chet of Eitz HaDa'as brought Zuhama into the world. Before the Chet, the Sfarim tell us that the Bechira of Adam was on a level of Emes and Sheker. Emes is an absolute Emes. Sheker is an absolute Sheker. There is no gray area. Adam knew what was Emes and what was Sheker. It's like saying, I don't have a suffix if I put my hand in the fire that it's going to hurt and melt it. It's not a suffix. That's an Emes and Sheker. You could do it, even though, you know, your hair might be burnt. Let's say you're not all there, you know what I mean? People do that. Masochists. But you know what's emes and what's shekel. Eitz hadas, it means you don't even know for sure. It's called toiv and ra. Toiv and ra is relative. It's not absolute. What's good for you is not good for me. What's bad for me is good for you. It's about relative. You know how relatives are. It's not an absolute thing. You know? I always say that the jargon that people use, you have to listen to the vernacular, the language. What people use. This is already a thing that's already maybe 20 years old. It's maybe 25 years old. Yeah, someone, can I, do you need any food? Can I give him food?
Good.
You heard my smooth, right? He says, I'm good. So he said, I didn't ask you if you're good or bad. I just asked you, do you need any food? What do you have? He says, I'm good. It's like, who said that you're good? So what do you know why this whole thing came about? Because morality, there's good and there's bad. And that's pretty emes and shekel. We sort of know that. What's emes and shekel? What's a good thing to do? What's a bad thing to do? Most people. They want to change those definitions. Just like the world changes definitions of genders, right? We don't have to talk about it, but we heard about it, right? And they want to redefine everything. What is a family? What is marriage? What is it? Redefine it, because if you can redefine it, or reimagine, it's called. They have this thing, reimagine, imagine, until it becomes a reality, you know? Intoxication of the masses, after a while. Yeah. So they want to change it and say, good means I don't want. Bad means I want. They change it. So if you ask a guy, do you want to eat something? Can I give you something? I'm good. Means we have our own standards of what's toiv and ra. There's no such thing as a regular good. Yeah, when I was a kid, there was a Good Humor truck coming around selling ice cream. No, you don't know America, you don't know that. It's called Good Humor Ice Cream. Okay, see, the Mashiach knows, he's laughing.
Good times, good humor.
Good humor, right, waiting for those ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-ding-ding coming around in that ice cream truck.
You're making me hungry.
Okay, so that's toiv and ra. Before the chet, it was emes and sheker. The zuhama that came inside of Adam made it toiv and ra. So the Eitz HaDaas itself was a zuhama, toiv and ra. It's relative, Sanji. It's not that clarity. Till they got to Sinai. What happened at Sinai? Paskar zuhama. Whoever was oimed at Har Sinai, paskar zuhama. We returned to the madrega of Adam and Rishon before the chet. It was all about emes and sheker. It wasn't toiv and ra anymore. That's what happened at Sinai. Just coming to Sinai, the B'nai Yisrael says, that itself was poilit. The moment of our Sinai, even before you got the Torah, it was such a ma'amad, such a, how do you say ma'amad in English?
Wonder.
No, ma'amad is like such a situation. Such a situation, ma'amad. It's such an elevated thing that... So that's when we return to Adam HaRishon before the Chet. Adam HaRishon before the Chet. And unfortunately, we lost it, the Madrega. Ani Omarti Elohim Atem. I said, when you stood at Har Sinai, you were like Elohim. Now, unfortunately, because they did the Chet Egel. And when they did the Chet Egel, the Zuhama came in again. So they're not on that Madrega anymore. And we're waiting and waiting until Mashiach will come. And then he'll bring back Mola Aretz Deya. We'll have the right Das. But the Das of Elohim, not the Das of the Nochash. We'll have a clarity, and that will be the ticket. Ilu Kervanu Lufnei Har Sinai. V'loy nasan lanu esatoyra dayenu. Why? Isn't the whole tachlis? What would you gain by just coming to Har Sinai without getting the Torah? Some people say, oh, the achdus, vayichani is your negative. It's worth it to be b'achdus, no machlokes. That's what you would have gained.
I guess Madrigo is being your...
Right, that's right, that's what he says. The Igor the Kala says you would have gained that Pascha Zuamusan, the Madrigo of Adam Rish before the Chet. That alone would be anything. You can't imagine what that would be. No sfeikus. A suffik is gematria molik. The nachash. Haman. Hamena eitz. You got rid of that. Incredible. It's worth the whole thing. Just for that alone. That's how we do. So, what was... When Adam HaRishon ate from the eitz of das, what changed? So we said, the zuhamah came in. What else changed? Huh?
The
Yitzhara
from inside.
The Yitzhara, that's the Zuma that came in. What
you
else?
You have the same human potential. What? You don't have the same human potential.
Well, that's true too. What else? What does the Torah say change?
Childbirth.
Childbirth, right?
Dress, pain, clothing.
Clothing, okay.
You have to work the field.
They did that.
What?
You know, Hashem did it the second time, yeah, okay.
We have to work the field.
Oh! Bezeas apecho tochalam. Right? Right. Bezeas apecho tochalam. You had to work. Working, here, working is a kololo. Working is bidiyevit. It's not l'chatchila. You're only working because of the chet of the etzadas. Without that, you'd be sitting and learning the whole day and do mitzvahs. Wouldn't have to lift up your finger. The yidn experience that where? That Madrigo. But a midbar, right. You have to do no work. Nothing. They had the money. It was nothing.
Flowers.
Right. Right. That's the Madrigo. That's the Madrigo of Har Sinai. The Madrigo of Har Sinai coming back. Coming back to what? To the Madrigo of Adam HaRishon. That's what was that now no more will they have to go and work. Right. A mitzvah, that's my aim. That Hashem is giving an opportunity. Even though you're after the chet, even though you're after the chet sadas, you're given the opportunity to say, step up to the plate. You could be on a madrega of, like it was on a mission before the chet. How could you do that? So the Sfarim tell us, Shemitah and Yovel. What's Shemitah and Yovel? You're not allowed to work the fields. You're off. Go to Kailo. Because you steal whatever food's there now, it's Hefka. You don't got to work. So it comes out that by keeping Shemitah and Yovel, you're going back to the Madrega of Adam HaRishon before the Chet. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years even could be in a row. Understand? Not working is before the chet. Working is after the chet. The ultimate is not to work. Just pull a check. That's it. Don't work. You'll be supported. That's what it is. So, says the Bnei Yisrael, that's what the Torah is telling you over here. Why is the prototype that just like this mitzvah was given at Sinai. It was given at Sinai. So all the pratim of all the mitzvahs were also given at Sinai. Why is it Shemitah and Yovel? Because what Sinai accomplished was going back to the Madrega of Adam HaRishon. And being in that state of Adam HaRishon, there was no work. Koitz v'dada, that's miach lo. That means... it's a curse. The plates of the thorns and thistles. You need birur now. You got to clarify. Everything's mixed up. Even the, what grows, you got weeds. That's all a result of the toiv and ra, the eitz hadas. Everything has toiv and ra. Maybe when you work the ground, you still got to worry about weeds growing and rot and things that are happening to the problem. So that's what he says. We are given with Shemitah and Yovel an opportunity to remember what is the goal. The goal is to get back to the Madrega, where there's a clarity, there's a Hakaras Hashem, it's absolute. Now I want to give you another example. That's as far as that goes. So, in a way, the Torah is saying, strive to go back to that Madrega. Shemitah and Yovel, these are halachos. Hard halachos to keep. You know, why am I doing this? You got to know what the real Adam is. You are the Tzuras HaAdam. Bring it back. How do we can bring it back? How can we bring it back? So I'll tell you what Rabbi Dessler says. A very ridiculous thing. Before the Chet, it was Emes and Shem. Absolute. Right? To do Ra is like sticking your hand in a fire. You know you're going to get burned. That's Emes and Sheker. What about Toif and Ra? Relatives? That means, oh, it's not going to happen to me. Me and Hashem were buddies. Oh, don't worry, I'll do tshuva later. Oh, don't worry, it's you know. We can claim insanity. Oh, Hashem will understand. Tough shouldn't pay. Hey, come on. You know, we can have all the excuses in the world. Why? Because that's the big show of Tov and Ra. Have you noticed in your own lives things that you might have done 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or maybe even 5 weeks ago? It was a struggle to do what you're supposed to do or not do what you're not supposed to do. But you struggled, you worked on it, it was a journey. Sometimes you won, sometimes you lost, but you didn't give up. And over time, what about how long it took, a year, 2 years, it takes 3 weeks, you were committed, you worked on it until all of a sudden you don't struggle anymore with that. You don't struggle. It's not okay anymore. I conquered it. This conquered territory. I'm not struggling anymore. Okay? I don't make up excuses and all this. It's clear. You got to do it. Or you're not allowed to do this no matter what. And that's it. I'll pay you $500. No, it's not going to make a difference. You're not allowed to do it. Is it happening? I should hope it happens by sometime over a year or two. I mean, you expect that if you come to the yeshiva and you learn Torah, the aura of Torah, and it changes a person's, you know, perception of things. And sometimes it's in the same, but I'm not going to do that again. Guy could be Mechala Shabbos using a text. And then he comes to the realization, like, you know, I shouldn't be doing this. He says, I'm never going to do this again. And from that day on, when he decides, he never does it again. You know what really transpired over there? He went from Toiv and Ra to Emes and Sheker. When you're in a struggle, it's Tov and Ra. You don't have it clear. Sometimes you're Matzliach, sometimes you lose. Sometimes you give in to the Yetzirah, and sometimes you hold shtar. But there comes a point in time where you conquer it. Whatever the Yetzirah is, you conquer that. That weakness that you have. You conquer it, and then it becomes so clear that it's like sticking your hand in the fire. You'd never do it again. You get the clarity. You have avodah. You have aura in your head. Someone put a bulb, a light in your, in the blackness of your brain. Put on a light, so now you see the emes. He says, that's a ticking in the head of Eitz HaDa'as of Adam HaRishon. When you could take something from Toiv and Ra and make it into Emes and Sheker, then you're back to the Madrega of Adam HaRishon before the Chet in this particular thing. It's not just, oh, I conquered myself. Ezel Gibor HaKavish Es Yitzro. It's very nice. It's good. Okay, it's true. But it goes back all the way to the beginning of creation. I'm taking the mixture of Tov and Ra, and I'm going to make out of that emes and sheker. That could be in so many opportunities and so many inyanim that you should, that a person struggles with. Where's the bar right now? You know, where's he holding? When he goes higher, then that becomes Eitz HaChaim. That becomes the Eitz HaChaim level, where there's no Tov and Ra. Eitz HaChaim, the Torah. And then you go to the next level. So again, every time you push the bar higher, whatever it is, with Minyan, how you're dominating, answer Baruch Shemai, whatever you're struggling with. There's always something that you're struggling with, whether it's in Shabbos, whether it's in your Dibur. If you could just conquer that part, and it's conquered territory, you're not struggling anymore into that. That's the ticking of Eitz HaDas. In your own personal life. That means we're expected, Hashem expects from you, that you have to make a ticking in the Eitz HaDas. We're all mixtures of Tov and Ra. Some have more Tov than Ra. Some have more Ra than Tov. And even in the Tov, there's Tov and Ra. But that's everyone's avoda. Don't look at yourself. It's just, I'm a small universe here. You know, I have struggles and ups and downs, and I got to make it. It's impactful to the whole universe, because we're all heading for that day of Vayomahu Yashem Echad Shmoy Echad. All the people in the world are connected to that Echad. There's only one thing. And if you hold them by Emes and Sheker, then you know there's only one Emes, and that's it. How do you get there? You, every day in your struggle. If you take your struggle and you take it out of the Suffolk mode, and it's clear that this is what it has to be, this is my hanhaga from today on. You are masakin the chet of Eitz HaDas. Look how empowered you are. You say, why are you making up a baloney story? Well, you could be empowered like on a Mauritian Hakachinik. He says, what is Shemitah in your life? The Torah is mechayev you to be like Adam Arishon before the Chet. Get out of the klala of Azeas Apecha Tocha Lecha. Sit and learn. I'm giving an opportunity for a year. Sometimes it's 2 years, and maybe even 3 years, that you could be like Adam Arishon before the Chet. And certain in Yana. That we have to take that with us every day. Don't look at yourself as just making little minor decisions. Every minor decision that you go up, even an increment, and that suffix before is no more a suffix. You do it without question. You never miss it. You gotta be 100%. That is the tikkun of Eitz HaDas. And Shemitah and Yovel is me, the Arisa, that have the ticket according to B'nai Yisrael. But we have to make that ticket in everything that we do. Everything that we do. To make the things that are sfeikus and make it into emes and sheker. And that's Mamed Hasina for everybody. You have to remember that you were Mamed Hasina, one of the Zochars, no? Remember, Mamed Hasina means back to the ticket of Eitz HaDas. On a mission for the head.
Well,